Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in a time of worship. Someone calls it a mini service, where we just take a few minutes and sing and pray and read from the Word of God, lift up the name of Jesus. Join in with us.
I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
And bringing you choice greetings in Jesus' name. It is always great and wonderful to greet you in that lovely name. Remember, there is no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. And the angel proclaimed, His name shall be called Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sin. What a lovely name, the name of Jesus. 2 Peter 3:9 is the word of God to begin today's broadcast. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. If you will, be ready to take down some contact information toward the end of the broadcast. And by the time this service is over, we want you to be able to testify you have been in the presence of the Lord. We want to praise the Lord to the fullest of our extent and ability, and we want Him to know that He has been praised. All right, we're going to take a Melodies of Praise hymnal, going to page 251 and singing a favorite that we sing a lot at church, so you can join in and sing with us on Leaning on the Everlasting Arms.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arm. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, oh yes, I'm leaning, I'm safe and secure from all alarm. Oh yes, I'm leaning, leaning, I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, oh yes, I'm leaning, I'm safe and secure from all alarm. Oh yes, I'm leaning, leaning, I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. Hallelujah. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord. Lord, so near, leaning on the everlasting arm. Oh, yes, I'm leaning. Oh, yes, I'm leaning. I'm safe and secure from all alarm. Leaning. Oh, yes, I'm leaning. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms.
Well, we're leaning on the everlasting arms because if we lean on the arm of flesh, it will fail us. But the everlasting arms are just what they say. They are everlasting. They belong to an everlasting God. Praise the Lord for the Word of God. It's a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our pathway. It brightens our day. From Psalms 119, verse 10, the Word of God, before we pray, with my whole heart I have sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandment. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. Again, wonderful words of life from the Word of God. Let's pray today for the sick and shut in. Many people today are in situations where they're just limited to how much they can get out of their home, or some are in different rehab facilities or nursing facilities and getting the best care that is available. And they just need our prayers and our strength. And let's just call on the Lord today for all those that are confined to home or some kind of an institution. Let's pray for them. We thank you, Lord, because we can call on you today. Lord, you are the great physician, the greatest medical person, Lord, that could have ever lived is you. Lord, we know that even when you walked on the earth, you went around all places healing all manner of diseases. Lord, you are the great healer of many sicknesses. Lord, and I thank you today for being that wonderful Savior and healer. We read about all the miracles, Lord, that took place under your ministry. Lord, and we just know what we've got written. You told us, Lord, that if everything you had done had been written down, the world couldn't contain the books. Lord, we're just so thankful today that we have so much more to learn about you. But Lord, what we do know about you exhausts us. Lord, we just cannot get to the end of it. Every time, you know, we think we know about you, then we learn something new. You're a living God, and you reveal truths to your people. Lord, touch the sick today. Lord, we know that there's not a sickness out there that frightens you or scares you or brings you worry or you have to think about it. You're the healer. You've already provided divine healing and intervention for each and every one, no matter what the case may be. We put our trust in you today. Let each one in this audience today, let their faith be strong. Come by, Lord, and minister to them according to your will and your word, your faith. Let it be in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Worship with us.
We're together again, just praising the Lord. We're together again in one accord. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again, just praising the Lord. Oh, let's sing it again. We're together again.
What are we doing?
Just praising the Lord. We're together again.
Listen to this.
In one accord,
here's some exciting news.
Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again, just praising the Lord.
give you the contact information toward the end of the broadcast. From the pen of Brother Claude Ely, God understands. I walk with the Lord in sunshine and darkness. I cannot forsake His word or command. Temptation is great. God's love is much greater. God knows all about me, and God understands. Oh, God understands. He knows all about me. He knows all my failures. He knows all my plans. He's willing to help if we will just follow. God knows all about His love. I know of His healing. I know of His power. He's given to man. Without faith in God, my life would be worthless. God knows all about me, and God understands. Oh, God understands. He knows all about me. He knows of my failures. He knows all my plans. He's willing to help if we follow. God knows all about me, and God understands. And I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. And why don't you let us know that you're there? You can call or text 618-214-1410. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. And the website where you can hear the broadcast any day or make a contribution with your debit or credit card, www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.